This shiur is, and all the food over here, delicious, delicious food is sponsored. Also, the Divrei Torah we're about to speak is going to be Lefuah Shlema Shmuel Chaim Ben Bat Sheva. Zat Hashem, Yizchut, all the brachot that we're making, all the amenim that we're making. He's going to have a Lefuah Shlema Bekarov. Live to see children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Ad Mea Ve'aslim Shana. Happy and healthy. Guys, I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We need a Sfardi amen over here. You know, Sfardi, gosh, we need a Sfardi amen. You got to say it out loud. If you don't say it out loud, it doesn't count. You know. Okay, here we go. So tonight, I just wanted to discuss. You know, it's a little difficult. It's a little difficult discussing something just for Rosh Hashanah when I'm not going to see you guys. Not before Yom Kippur. A lot of you, not before Yom Kippur, not before Sukkot, not before Shmini Atzeret. But there's so much on my mind when it comes to all of those things. So what do we do? So what we do is we connect everything tonight. We're going to connect. We're going to connect Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. We'll throw in there Shmini Atzeret. We're going to tie everything in Bezat Hashem. So let's begin. So people wonder, what is the day of Rosh Hashanah about? Is it a day of tshuva? Is it a day of asking forgiveness? Coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or no, maybe that's just Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is really, you know, we're written off for Shana Tova, Sefer Chaim, Sefer Metim Ptuchim Lefanecha. Are we going to have a good life, a bad life, a wealthy life, a poor life, a healthy life, unhealthy life, Chas V'Shalom? So should we be asking for a good year? Should we be asking for a healthy year? A year with a lot of parnassah? Is that what Rosh Hashanah is all about? The answer to all those questions is no. It's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And it's the day that we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over the entire creation. One can do this by basically attributing, and guys, please eat. You know, don't feel uncomfortable to get up and go get some more french fries and falafel, please. I'm not like that. I would do the same thing if I were you. So please, you know, feel comfortable.
I'll pass on your plate, I'll serve you.
So one can do that. How can a person crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king over the entire creation? How does that happen? Hashem is not physical. You can't actually take a crown and put it on his head, right? What do you do? So what you do is that you attribute every single aspect in the Bria, every single aspect in the creation, you attribute to who? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the world, every occurrence that happens, whether it's locally here, whether it's on the other end of the world, in North Korea, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Saudi Arabia, Canada, wherever it is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, and it's all for the reason, all for the best reasons. That's one way of doing it. You could also look in within yourself, within your own body. And chas v'shalom, one time, you know, you trip and fall and hurt yourself. How do you be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king of the entire world by saying, Hashem made that happen for a reason. Do I know the reason? I have no clue. Hashem made that happen. What you're doing is you're putting the crown on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying you're the king over the entire creation. And that's what's happening right now. You're acting like a king. You're running the world. And in fact, the Midrash says, when the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Te'aliyah HaLuyah, right, which literally means, the Pashut Pshat is that every single Neshama should praise Hashem. So the Midrash says, no, Al Tikri Neshama, don't read as Neshama, Ela Neshima. What does Neshima mean?
Breath.
A breath, right? So, Kol Neshima U Neshima. Every single Neshima, every single breath that you take in, that you inhale, you have to be praising Hashem for that. Every single breath that you take. You walk on the street, you're able to walk, you're able to move your feet. You're able to wake up in the morning. You say, Modani Fanecha, you say that in the morning. What you're saying in other words is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you rule the world, and you allowed me to wake up this morning. That's what you're saying. That is the whole essence of Rosh Hashanah. Crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the creation. Now, there's one prerequisite that a king must have. A king cannot be a king without a nation, right? Can't be a king without a nation. You're right, Avi. Servants, nation, same thing, right? You can't be a king without a nation. So in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a king, he must have the nation. What's his nation? Am Yisrael. Right? He must have a nation. Now, if he has one person, I wouldn't really call a king if he has one citizen in his nation. Right? He has to have an entire nation. I don't know. Where do you draw the line? I don't know. But Am Yisrael is considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. The more you associate yourself with Am Yisrael, the more each and every single citizen of the Jewish nation associates themselves with the entire nation as a whole, the more kingly, the more royal you're making Hashem. Because a king is not a king without a nation. So the more you make yourself as a part of the nation, the more Hashem is king. The more Hashem is king. And that is a prerequisite for crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the creation. That was a prerequisite for Rosh Hashanah. It's attributing Hashem to the entire creation, but also saying that I am a part of Am Yisrael. I am a part of your nation, Hashem. Hashem, you have a nation, I'm a part of that nation. And you are the king over me. That's Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says in Zola Bracha, Vayi Bishun Melech, right? We all know the song, every wedding you've been to. Vayi Bishun Melech, Bitasef Rosh Ha'am, Yachad, Shiftei Yisrael. What does the pasuk mean? It's in the Mezot HaBracha, all the way at the end of the Torah. It means Vayhi Bishurun Melech. There was a king in Yishurun. Yishurun is Am Yisrael, right? There's a king once Am Yisrael. Beit Asef Roshei Am. When the leaders of the nation gathered together, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. The Shiftei Yisrael came together. So the Daz Zekanim Valei HaTosfot say right there on the spot. They say that when Yisrael is Yachad Be'achva Ve'Re'ut, when Am Yisrael is together in unity, Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Alehem. Then they cause that what? That Hashem is the king over them. That's what happens. Aval Chas V'Shalom B'Shat Machloket. When there's a Machloket in Am Yisrael, what happens is, Hem Osim Ki'ilu En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Alehem. They're making as if what? As if Hashem is not the king over them. Why is Hashem not the king over them? We can explain it perfectly according to what we said. That when there is no nation, there's no king. And when the nation is all split up into divisions, then there's no king over that nation. It's not a nation. There's no nation, there's no king. So in order to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch over the creation, what do we need? Achdut. We need to be called a nation. We need to love each other. It needs to be Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. It needs to be Bitasef Rasheam. That's what it needs to be. Actually, in this week's parasha Nitzavim, right, what does it say? Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Today you are standing, today, Hayom. Keep in mind that word, Hayom. Atem Nitzavim, today you are standing, Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Lechem. All of you are standing in front of Hashem, your God. You are all standing together in front of Hashem, your God. Roshechem, Shitechem, Zekem, Shalachem. Kol Ish Yisrael. Kol Ish Yisrael, every single Jew is standing right here, is gathering together in front of Hashem, your God. Right? You go on to the next two Pesukim later. It says, why are you guys standing here? In order to bring you into what's called a covenant, a brit. What's this brit? What's this covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tying with the Jewish nation? The Yor HaChaim HaKadosh says, what's this covenant? He says, Kedei she'lachnisam be'arvut ze laze, in order to bring them into arvut. What's arvut? Who can explain in one word what arvut is? Feeling responsible for one another. Arvut means being arev, to feel responsible as a guarantor for one another. To feel responsible for one another, when you feel, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, that was the covenant. He's saying, all of you guys, I'm bringing you into this breach right now of arvut, that now you are signing this treaty with me, you are signing this covenant with me, that you are promising that you will be responsible for each and every single Jew around you. That's what it means. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. All of you are standing here before me today. What's hayom? What's Hayom? The Zohar Kadosh says, whenever it says Hayom in the Torah, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Rosh Hashanah. As the Zohar Kadosh says, I'll read it straight out to you. Zohar Kadosh is in Parashat Pinchas. V'chol atar v'ayi Hayom da Rosh Hashanah. Straight out. Whenever it says Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So Atem Nitzavim Hayom. You are standing here today. What's Hayom Rosh Hashanah? Kulchem, all of you. What's all of you? Achdut. Feeling arev, feeling that you're responsible for the chisaron of your friend, of your Jewish friend next to you. And if chas v'shalom, you don't feel that way, you don't feel that you're responsible for another Jew's shortcoming, then you're taking away from Hashem's royalty. You're taking away from Hashem being the king over the creation. Because if there's no am, Im en am, en melech. En melech below am. There's no king without a nation. And when you're making divisions amongst Am Yisrael, what you're doing is that you're taking the crown, chas v'shalom, you're taking the crown away from Hashem. You're saying, Hashem, there is no nation over here. There are a bunch of individuals, there's no nation. So you're really not a king. That's what you're doing. That's all Rosh Hashanah. That's all Rosh Hashanah. Just to bring this point out a little longer, I'm going to go off on a tangent for just for a second. There's a famous, famous Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech from Lezhensk. He has this famous, famous piece in Parshat Devarim, where he explains, actually, this is for you, Ezra, he explains why we say L'Shem Yichud before Tefillah. Why we say L'Shem Yichud? What's wrong with saying L'Shem Yichud? In L'Shem, basically, the Hasidim and a lot of the Mekubalim say that before you do any mitzvah, you're supposed to say L'Shem Yichud, basically to put you in the proper frame of mind before you do the mitzvah, as you could prepare spiritually before you do the mitzvah. So what does it say in L'Shem Yichud? L'Shem Yichud Kucha B'Yichu U'Shchinteh B'Tchilu Ruchim Ruchim U'Tchilu L'Yachad Hashem Yitkeh B'Vavkeh B'Yuchada Shalim. What does it say? B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I am doing this mitzvah B'Shem in the name of Kol Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael. So Rebbe Elimelech asks, what are you bringing in all of Am Yisrael into your personal mitzvah over here? You're putting on tefillin in the morning. What does a Jew in Canada have to do with you putting on tefillin over here? What do you have to say? In the name of all Yisrael, I'm about to put on tefillin. For what reason? What's irrelevant in this case? He has something amazing. He says, really, if you looked at yourself as an individual Jew, you would not even be able to put on tefillin every morning. Why not? Because you just did an avera with your arm. How can you now go and do a mitzvah with that arm? You did an avera with your lips. You spoke lashon hara. How can you now go and daven mincha with those same lips? You did an avera with your eyes. How can you now go and open up a gemara and learn gemara? How can you do that? You're a hypocrite. So he says that all of Am Yisrael, there's what's called individual Jews, which are susceptible to sin, which do have sins on their bodies, which do have sins on their neshamot, but there's another body called Am Yisrael. It's a complete body. It's called Am Yisrael, that's the body. And that body is made up of many different neshamot in Am Yisrael, right? You have one neshama that maybe makes up the fingertip, another neshama makes up the nose, the ear, the eye, right? Every single part of the body, every single neshama in Am Yisrael makes up a different part of that body. And that entire body as a whole is not susceptible to any sin, to any avera. It's not susceptible to any avera. The body called Am Yisrael is completely pure and untouchable. That's what he says. This is brought down in it's an ongoing theme in many of the Sifrei Chasidut. So he says, if so, when you're about to put on tefillin, what must you do? You must connect yourself to Am Yisrael. Because when you connect yourself to Am Yisrael, what are you really saying in essence? I'm pure. I'm completely pure. My arm didn't sin. I'm a part of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is pure. Am Yisrael doesn't sin. Am Yisrael can never get destroyed because it never sins. So therefore you say, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, I'm about to put on tefillin. B'Shem Kol Yisrael, meaning I'm completely pure. I've never done any sins. Because I'm a part of Am Yisrael. So that's only if you consider yourself as a part of Am Yisrael. If you consider yourself as an individual, how can you go and do any mitzvah? That's what Noam Elimelech says. It's just a tangent. That's all Rosh Hashanah. Crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole underlying theme of Rosh Hashanah. Crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the creation. How do you do that? You crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu by attributing every single aspect of the creation to Hashem. But the prerequisite to do that, the prerequisite to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu a king over the creation, is for him to have a nation. And in order for him to have a nation, there must be Achdut. There must be Achdut in the nation. There's no Achdut in the nation, it's all many individuals. A king is not a king over individuals, he's a king over a nation. Moving on to Yom Kippur. How does this connect to Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur, we know the Mishnah says Beferush in Yom Kippur that Averot sheben adam lemakom Yom Kippurim mechaper, that the Averot that a person has between himself and Hashem, did I daven today, did I not daven today, right? Did I shake lulav properly, not shake it properly, mitzvot and Averot that have to do with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yom Kippurim, you do tshuva between you and Hashem forgives you. Yom Kippur, take care of that for you. However, Averot sheben adam lechavero in Yom Kippurim mechaper ad sheyatze et chaver. Averot, interpersonal Averot, Yom Kippurim cannot do anything about that. You actually have to go to that person, personally, and ask forgiveness. You have to do that. in order to come out of Yom Kippur pure. Yom Kippur, the prerequisite for Yom Kippur to work is for you to fix up your interpersonal difficulties that you have with other Jews. By Kol Nidre, what do we say? I forgot the actual text. I think that's what it says, right? We are coming to basically permit all of the avaryanim, all the sinners, to come and pray over here. What does it mean you're coming to permit all the sinners? It's the holiest time of the year. You're basically opening the door for all the sinners? Why? Close the door for them. It's the holiest time. They don't belong here. No. Yom Kippur is about achdut also. It's about including every single Jew into the Beknesset. It's no coincidence that Yom Kippur is the day that most Jews come to Beknesset. Most Jews observe Dafka Yom Kippur. It's that day, right? On Yom Kippur, what did the Kohen Gadol do? He went with Liflaim and Liflim into the Kodesh Kodashim and he did the Ketoret. He brought the Ketoret. What's a Ketoret? Ketoret comes from the word Likshor. Likshor means to tie, right? And the proof is from the children of Yehuda in Sefer Bereshit. It says Vaikshor Shani, right? On the first boy that came out, Vaikshor Shani. So Unculus translates it as Vayakter. Vayakter. So Ketoret and Kshira, Likshor and Lehaktir is the same shor, which means the same thing. So Ketoret, the actual Ketoret, what it does is it connects. It connects, it ties together. That's what the Ketoret says. No coincidence that the Gemara in Kritut says that one of the spices in the Ketoret, by the way, are all the 11 spices that you mix together and it makes a beautiful smell. So one of the spices in the Ketoret is what's called Chelbina. Chelbina on its own is a very, very, very bad smelling smell, right? Very bad smelling. The Gemara in Kritut says, and it represents that sinner, the Jew that's a sinner, right? But when you include it together with the other 10 spices and you mix it in with a Ketoret, It creates a beautiful smell. That's a Ketoret. Ketoret means kesher. Kesher means to tie together. That's Ketoret. So Dafkan Yom Kippur, that's when the Kohen Gadol went to the Kodesh Kodashim and brought the Ketoret. Because it's all about tying together. It's all about achdut. It's all about unity. That's why, I don't know, tell me you guys like this or not, when you see an individual in the Yomim Noraim, Hashanah Yom Kippur, what do you say? Tiskul Hashanah Mabot. Right? Tiskul Hashanah Mabot. Now, do you say that to the public, or do you also say that to individuals? You say individuals too. Why? Tisku means plural. You guys should merit many years. Why are you saying tisku to this person, to this one individual? So perhaps, maybe the miyag is probably not the reason, but it's a nice thing to add on, that you say to each individual, tisku, we're all one. We're all one. Tisku, we should all merit. We should all merit. It's connecting ourselves, connecting each person to the klal. Moving on to Sukkot. Sukkot's my favorite holiday. I don't know about you guys. I love it. Yeah? Purim's a favorite holiday. Okay? That's the beauty of Judaism. Everyone can connect to a different Yom Tov. You know, there's something unique about a different Yom Tov. Everyone connected to something else. So I'm a Sukkot Jew. You're a Purim Jew. That's fine. You're not any better than I am. I'm not better than you are.
I'm not Jewish.
I connect. I connect to Sukkot. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara in Sukkah says like this. Why is it by a lulav? If you use someone else's lulav on the first day of Sukkot, are you yotze or not?
No.
You're not yotze. However, if you go and sit in someone else's sukkah and make a bracha l'shem b'sukkah, are you yotze or not?
Yeah.
You are yotze. What's the difference? The Gemara says, Dichtiv, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshuv b'sukkot. The pasuk says every single Jewish citizen should sit in Sukkot. That's a mitzvah for every citizen sit in Sukkot. The Gemara learns out, Melamed teaches us, Shekol Yisrael ru'im l'shem b'sukkah achat. Every single Jew is ra'uy, is fit to sit in one sukkah. Sit in one sukkah. So Harei, you could ask, why are we all fit in one sukkah? Like the some Ashkenazim, we have our minagim. Sephardim have our minagim. Yemenis have their minagim. So a person that's religious probably doesn't want to be in the same sukkah as certain someone who's not religious, right? A Hasidish Rebbe doesn't want to be in the same sukkah as a Chiloni. He probably does. Chiloni probably doesn't want to sit in the same sukkah as a Hasidish Rebbe, but it's probably the other way around. But what do you mean? What does it mean? Everyone is fit to sit in. What does it mean? It means in order to tap into the kedusha of Sukkot, there must be achdut. There must be achdut. That's what Sukkot is all about. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshuv b'sukkot. Every single citizen is ra'uy. Is ra'uy, you're fitting. Why? Because we all have the same neshama. We have a neshama. And we're all fitting to sit in the same sukkah. It's funny, I heard from Rav Meir Mazuz. Meir Mazuz says that, I don't know, a couple of years ago, there was a, there's very, very bad things with Hamas. Hamas was misbehaving a little bit. So he said the way to he says it in his language and with his accent. I'll just say it in English. The way to defeat Hamas is Achdut. The way to defeat Hamas is Achdut. Why? Hamas is spelled Chet Mem Aleph Samech. Chet Chasidim, Mem Mitnagdim, the ones who oppose the Chasidim, right? Aleph Ashkenazim, Samech Sfaradim. That's the way to defeat Hamas. Very nice thing to say. So anyways, moving right along. That's the Sukkah. What about the Dalet Minim? So everyone knows the famous Midrash. You might not know it's a Midrash, but you know what I'm about to say. That the four Dalet Minim represent four types of Jews. Right? I'm not going to go through it. The etrog smells good and tastes good. I don't know if you guys ever tasted an etrog. It doesn't really taste good. You have to make jelly out of it, then it tastes good. But anyways, it smells good and tastes good. That represents a Jew who has Torah and also Maasim Tovim. And the other end of the spectrum is the Aravot. The Aravot, they smell bad and they taste bad. I know they taste bad. I don't know they taste bad, but my wife knows they taste bad because they say it's a segula to have an easy labor to put the arava in like, you know, make tea out of it and drink it. So she almost vomited when she was pregnant when she drank that. So that's how I know it tastes bad. So anyways, it smells bad and tastes bad. That represents what? That represents the Jew who doesn't have no Torah, no Maasim Tovim. He's empty. But on Sukkot, what do? We put all of them together, right? We put all them together. Not only we put all them together, the halacha is luach tzarich eged. You have to tie them. You have to tie them with a knot on the bottom. Make sure you tie them with a knot. Not only that. So okay, you tie all them with a knot. What about the etrog? You don't tie the etrog with a knot. What do? You look in the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says al pi kabbalah. The entire time your hand that's holding the etrog should be al pi kabbalah Ezra. I mean not Ezra. Ofek al pi kabbalah. You keep it together. Mamash, keep the etrog together with the love and the siman aravot. Keep it together. Don't let it move. Don't let it separate itself. Don't let it be separated the entire time that you're shaking the love. Don't let it separate. Why? Because everyone has to be connected. Everyone has to be connected. Love tzar chagin. Everyone has to be connected. Dal binim represents all the types of Jews. Represents the achdut. That's Sukkot. So we reached Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Sukkot. Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is that day that we take the Aravot, Chibut Arava, take the Aravot, right? In the times of Beit HaMikdash, they used to call it Yom Arava. That's what they called it. It was the day designated for the Arava. They took Aravot and they used to swing it like a baseball bat on the Mizbeach. Okay? So nowadays we don't have the Mizbeach. We take it and we go on a floor. A dirt floor and bach, bach, bach. You know, all the people, all their angers, they go out. You see the people who are really angry? They're the ones who like swing the hardest, right? So we take that, we swing at it, we swing on the floor, we make, there's actual Yom Tov made out of the Arava. Why made out of the Arava? Says the Sfat Emet, Dafka the Arava, we picked the one min of the Dalet Minim to make a holiday out of. What's going on over here? He says, that's exactly why. To show that Chas V'Shalom, we're not singling out any type of Jew. We're taking the Jew that has no Torah, no Maasim Tovim, and we're raising him up all the way to the top to show that we're all one. There's all Achdut. To Shemini Atzeret. Shemini Atzeret, we know, technically speaking, it's not really a part of Sukkot. It's a completely different holiday, technically speaking. Okay? It's a completely different holiday. It has nothing to do with Sukkot. You don't sit in the Sukkah, you don't shake the Lava Etrog, you don't do all that stuff. Right? So what's going on? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what's the whole concept behind Shemini Atzeret? The whole concept is that Hashem said, I enjoyed my time with you so much. I enjoyed the past 7 days so much. Stay with me one more day. Stay with me one more day. Before you go off into your ways, stay with me one more day. So putting that on the side, before we get to Shemini Atzeret, so what? Dafka and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, there's Achdut. Afterwards, we just say, alright, the heck with Achdut. I did my time of Achdut now. I did my time of unity. Now, you know, I'm going to go back to my, you know, regularly scheduled programming, right? And I'll go on with my life, and I'll, you know, I'll dislike the Jews that I always dislike, and I'll talk Lashon Hara about the Jews that I always spoke Lashon Hara about, and so on and so forth. I'll go back to my old ways, right? Is that what it is? What, should it be like that? It shouldn't be like that. But it seems like it's like that because we're overemphasizing the Achdut of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Hoshana Rabbah. So what, when it comes to an end, Zeo, Gamanu? So to that, Hashem says, stay with me one more day. What does it mean, stay with me one more day? So if you look at the words, those are words that come up in Rashi. It says, Kashe alai predatchem. Kashe alai predatchem. It's difficult for me, predatchem, your departure. Your departure is difficult for me. Kashe alai predatchem. So ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says, why does it say, Kashe alai predatchem, your departure? It should say, Kashe alai predatenu, our departure. It should say, our departure is difficult. Our, you know, separation. Predat really means separation. That's a better word for it. Our separation is difficult, not your separation. You're not separating any more than I'm separating. Why does it say, predatchem, your separation is difficult for me? Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, what Hashem is really saying, not that me and you are separating. We're not separating. Kashe alai predatchem, your own separations amongst yourselves. That's very difficult for me to see. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Therefore what? Stay one more day. Stay together one more day. Because when it becomes one more day, it turns from 7 days of Achdut into 8 days of Achdut. And we know that seven represents Olam Hazeh, which is not everlasting, which is limited. And eight represents Olam Haba, which is eternal. So when he turns something from seven into eight, what that means is it's going to be everlasting. So Kashe alai predatchem means your own separations. That's very difficult for me to see. So therefore, stay one more day. Stay one more day. That way it's going to be everlasting Achdut. That way you're going to be called Am Yisrael forever. That way I will always be called a king by you. That's Shmini Atzeret. So just to end off with a story. Rav Pinchas Karitzer, Rav Pinchas from Karitz, I think his name was Rav Pinchas Shapiro. He's one of the top Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Pinchas Karitzer, he's a huge, huge Gaon. Huge, one of the Gdolim of the generation. In his earlier years, no one really knew who he was. So what he was doing was, you know, his own Hidbodadut, his own learning. He would learn for a tremendous amount of hours on his own. Lock himself in a room and just learn and learn and daven and learn and daven and learn and daven. No one would be bothering because no one knew who he was. But somehow, the word got out that there's this giant that's living in our city. This giant. Somehow the word got out. And people started coming to him for etzot, for advice, for chizuk, for brachot. People started coming to him. And it came to a point where he became the most popular thing in the city. There were lines and lines and lines and lines waiting, knocking on his door, asking him for brachot, asking him for advice, asking him to daven for them on behalf of them. And what was happening was that it was taking away time from his own personal avodat Hashem. It was taking away time from his own learning, his own davening, his own meditation, his own personal things. And he enjoyed learning so much, he enjoyed davening to Hashem so much, he connected to Hashem so much through that, that he became very upset. And he davened to Hashem and he said, Hashem, look, you know, come on. I love learning. I love davening to you. Like, make this stop already. You know, enough. I want some more time for myself. I don't have any time for myself. Now, his not having time for himself is probably he was learning 10 hours instead of 20 hours. You know, for us, it's a whole different story. Whatever. But he said, Hashem, I don't have any time for myself. Please, you know, make them go away or something. So we know Tzaddik gozer, Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayem. Hashem fulfills the words of the Tzaddikim. And what happened was that the very next day, he looked disgusting in the eyes of everyone that he crossed, every person that he passed by. Those same congregants that used to come and kiss his hands and ask for brachot every single time and bombard him with questions and this and that, would just when they saw him on the street, they would turn to the other side of the street. Those Talmidim that he had, that always came to him asking pshat in the Gemaras and asking pshat in this Jewish concept and that Jewish concept, when they saw him, they walked to the other side of the street, they started asking their questions to the other local Rav. And he said, Baruch Hashem, it worked. And he was happy. He was happy. So came the Yamim Noraim, where he usually davened in a specific shul, usually davened in shul. And he came there in Sukkot, the first night of Sukkot, and he went to Beit Knesset. And usually in those days, the people that didn't have any meals, they would flock in the back of the Beit Knesset. And it would be a known thing. That was the area of the person who didn't have a meal to eat in. And then people, congregants from the shul, would go to those people and say, okay, you come over. So he said he was so excited to have guests in his sukkah. The first night, he went to those people and he said, hey, by the way, do you need a meal? Come. My wife cooked a little extra food. And they said, yeah, about that. You know, we were actually invited over someone else. Not really, but we were. No, don't worry, we're taken care of. He asked the next guy, same thing. He didn't come home with one guest, which was unheard of, because he came home with multiple guests every year. So he was a little down, and he said, but again, this is what I signed up for, right? I'm happy, right? Yeah, I guess I'm happy. He got to his sukkah, and before you walk into your sukkah, you say the ushpizin. You basically welcome the seven ushpizin that there's a special guest that walks into your sukkah every night. The first night is Avraham, second night is Yitzchak, so on and so forth. So the first night he was saying those psukim and doing that meditation in order to welcome Avraham Avinu into sukkah. Now he had something that the average person didn't have, that he actually was able to speak to Avraham Avinu and was able to see Avraham Avinu. And they actually spoke together. Sounds crazy, but there's some Gdolim that had those abilities. And it came a time where he said those psukim, and he had the gilui of Avraham Avinu, and he saw Avraham Avinu take a few steps back. And when it was time for him to walk into the sukkah, so Rav Pinchas walked into the sukkah, Avraham Avinu took a few steps back and he didn't walk into the sukkah. And he said, and Rav Pinchas said to him, but you know, Heilige Avraham Avinu, I don't know what he said, but Avraham Avinu, you know, what's going on over here? You usually come in every year. You know, you come in, we have a great time. Why aren't you coming in? So he said, I'm Avraham Avinu, and I symbolize Chesed. I cannot come into a sukkah that does not have any guests. I'm sorry, I'm not coming into your sukkah. And Avraham Avinu, you know, departed. So right then and there, bam, he got this strong slap in the face. Strong slap in the face from Hashem. And right then and there, he just broke down in tears. And he said, I understand. I'm wrong for what I did. I'm living here for Am Yisrael. I'm not living here for myself. I should be a part of Am Yisrael. Because if I'm not a part of Am Yisrael, my avodah is worthless. It's worthless. My personal learning, my personal davening, if it's not B'Shem Kol Yisrael, what's it worth already? If I'm not connecting myself to Am Yisrael, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Melech. It's not Melech HaOlam. If there's no Am, there's no Melech. And he did tshuva, and the next day and the days afterwards, everything went back to normal. And he was shalem with himself then. So as we approach these Yamim Tovim, this is a message that we have to internalize, not only for these days, but for the rest of the year, but especially during these days. That when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's all about crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the creation. And the way to do that is to be b'achdut, is to make yourself a part of the Am, a part of Am Yisrael. When you get to Yom Kippur, the way to reach atonement is to allow the sinners to come into Beit Knesset. Is to basically associate yourself and allow them to associate themselves with Am Yisrael. When it gets to Hoshana Rabbah, to bring out this point, we make an entire holiday out of the Arava, which represents someone who doesn't have no Torah and no Maasim Tovim. When we get to Shmini Atzeret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want this to be ending. I don't want this to be ending. I don't want this Achdut to end. Stay with me one more day. Kashe alai predatchem. Your separations are very difficult for me. Don't separate. Stay together one more day. That way it's going to be an everlasting unity. Something to keep in mind. Bezrat Hashem, bizchut ha'achdut that we have, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula Korva. The second Bet HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam. Bezrat Hashem, the third one will be built from Ahavat Chinam, from Shalom, from increasing Shalom. Again, from associating yourself with Am Yisrael. Associating yourself with Am Yisrael, not with Sephardic, not with Ashkenazi, not with Hasidic, not with any other sect. Someone asks you, what are you? You say, I'm a Jew and I'm part of Am Yisrael. That's what you say. I'm a part of Am Yisrael. Everything else is shtuyot. Everything else is nonsense. You associate yourself with Am Yisrael. That's what you associate yourself. You don't single out any Jew, chas v'shalom, because he wears a different color kippah. You don't single out any Jew because one is in YP and one is in IBC.
Amen.
Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Am Yisrael is one. Am Yisrael chai. That's what it means. Am Yisrael chai. Am Yisrael will always live because they're Am Yisrael. It doesn't say each Yehudi chai. Am Yisrael chai. Because Am Yisrael, when you connect yourself to Am Yisrael, we're eternal. We don't die. We will never die. Chag Sameach to everyone. It should all be refuah shlema. Shmuel Chaim ben Batsheva, you should have refuah shlema bekarov.